Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Happy Thursday, Kirst.
Good Thursday to you, Amy, and to my mum, Nerida. Hello, mum.
Hello.
Hi, Nerida.
Hi, Amy.
How are you on this fine Thursday?
Okay. It's a bit cool.
It is a bit cool in Melbourne.
Yes.
Nerida, are you in self-isolation?
Oh, very much so.
Right. Are you coping?
Well, because we're self-isolating with family, yes, I'm coping.
Good. That's right, because you've got your daughter, son-in-law and 4 grandkids at the back of the property, don't you?
That's right.
Oh, that's the best way to isolate.
It is.
Well, not so much for mum because she's an introvert and would be fine by herself forever.
I hear you, Nerida.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that much of an introvert that I could cope totally. That's why it's good because we, particularly now they're back at school, don't see them very much, but see them enough.
If the kids have art classes, do they come up to you for their art advice because you're an amazing artist?
Actually, no, but I do give them geography quizzes.
Homework from Nana.
Yep.
Which my children are refusing to participate in.
That's because they don't get chocolates for it.
Yeah, probably. Maybe you need to send them chocolates and incentivize them, Mum.
Yeah, well, I don't know how chocolates go through the internet.
Yeah, you could send them by the mail, though.
They go through the post, fine.
Maybe it'd be easier just to send money and you could buy the chocolates.
Oh, I'm happy for money anytime you want to send it, Mum. Exactly. Happy to receive.
This podcast is starting well. Kirsty's got money and chocolate. We haven't even asked the first question.
Nerida. So just like yesterday when we had your dad on talking about your growing up experience and what you were like, today we've got my mum on.
Yes, and I've got some questions that I'm going to ask, and obviously Kirst will ask questions as we go. But Nerida, I thought the first question aptly would be, what was Kirst like as a child?
Kirsty was and probably always will be a social butterfly. Because always loved being around people, and we always had people in our house because Kirsty couldn't cope without having people around.
Is that why you were so hospitable?
Yes, because if we didn't invite people, she would invite people over, or just think she'd die because she had to spend a day at home without anybody there.
And that's maybe why.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Exactly.
But Kirsty, your mum's much nicer than you because she gave you four siblings. You haven't given Emily any little siblings.
I would, may have. That takes two to tango, though.
Nerida, Kirsty often tells us that her bedroom as a teenager was a red hot mess. Was it always like that, or had she ever gone through periods of being a little misorganized?
No. She was never organised. Her bedroom, she used to say that her bedroom was the neatest in the family. That didn't mean anything at all. She had a very typical kid's bedroom. And she just, yeah, she was maybe not as messy as her siblings, particularly one, but she was definitely not. She was more interested in people. People were always more important to her.
That sounds like a lovely trait, doesn't it?
It does when my mum puts it like that.
I know.
I'm glad mum's seeing the positive of the not messy room. Oh, sorry, the messy room.
Well, and I must admit I had the policy that I never went into their room. So whatever they did in there, well, however messy it was their problem.
That is a great policy, Nerida. What about when Kirsty had to share with her siblings? Because we've heard on the podcast that every school holidays there was like a switcheroo around who shared with who. Was it like short straws for who picked which siblings, or how did it work?
No, they pretty well all fought. I think probably Jackie and Kirsty always fought the most, so their punishment was to go in with the boys. But
I love the way that you phrase that, Mum, because how you sold it to Jackie and I was that Dave and Phil fought too much and they needed to be separated.
Oh, that's your memory, Kirsty.
Oh, really?
That's great parenting. Oh, well, you've got five kids and you've got some fighters. You've got to play whatever cards you can, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all fought, all of us fought with each other.
Yeah, although one didn't quite fight as much as the others.
Which was the non-fighter.
And so I think it equates with who is my mum's favourite child.
Right. Well, I was going to guess that child as to who was the non-fighter. We had this discussion when we interviewed my dad yesterday, Nerida, about which was the favourite child, which, of course, it was me. But, Kirsty, are you claiming that you're not the favourite?
Did you hear mum laughing at you being your dad's favourite?
Remember, I know your parents, I am.
You know my parents very well, Nerida, as if I'm not the favourite.
Yeah,
and yes, said well, favourite. And the other child who thinks that she's the favourite actually got called her dad out on it and got chocolates delivered today because of it.
It's true.
Which one is that?
Claire sent a message to dad and said, I listened to your podcast interview. You said that I was your favourite and then Dad turned up with chocolates for her.
Of course he did.
Oh, that's so funny. So what do you remember Kirst wanting to be when she was a little girl or even a tween when she grew up?
That's a good question. I don't know whether she ever really... There was a point where it was a flight attendant.
Oh.
But that was only because she liked flying a lot.
She still does.
Yeah. I don't know whether there was anything. Was there, Kirsty?
Oliver, strangely enough, Oliver asked me that exact question this morning. And I told him a mama.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, I also said, or a travel agent or a flight attendant to you, Mum.
Yeah, later on it was a travel agent.
Were you surprised when she became an accountant?
Not particularly, because out, like, I used to do more accounts work. My father's good at accounts. My father was, like, there is accounting through our family. So, no, I wasn't particularly surprised.
And because she told me to do it.
I did?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, you said, Kirsty, you're good at maths and you're good at accounting. I think being an accountant would be good for you because when you become a mum, it's got flexible work. It's a good job to be flexible in. And so I think that would be a good job for you.
And I think I probably also added that you can also work as a travel agent. Like, it's good to get into things like travel agency with accounting too.
Yeah, probably. I remember exactly where I was standing in the kitchen when you told us at Wendover Place, when you told me that.
That's so cool.
There you go.
In contrast, Nerida, how surprised were you when she told you she was becoming a professional organiser?
Well, I was surprised that there was such a thing. My first reaction was, surely you can't make money out of that. but I guess, yeah, she certainly had learnt organisation from her husband. I don't know whether I was totally surprised, but I was probably more surprised that there was such a thing.
Well, there's certainly, I don't think there would have been such a thing when you were bringing up young children. I know when Mum was bringing us up, there was no such thing. Like, there was kind of a home help. Maybe you could have a cleaner if you were, like, rich. But there certainly wasn't the blue-collar access to services like ours.
No, that's right. As far as actually running her own business, well, she was quite capable of that. That was a no-brainer.
But yes, she does do that very well.
Yes.
Thank you, both of you.
She still does all our accounts, Nerida. I don't do much on the accounting side of things. I just get sent our profit and loss every month.
Right. That's the way to do it.
Oh, it's a great way. Going back to when Kirst was a little girl, did she have favourite toys that she really loved to play with?
Recall any, did you, Kirsty?
I don't recall. I do remember playing with Lego and, like, we had that Lego sack.
Yeah.
But I don't recall being, like, obsessively playing with any one thing.
Was there lots of playing with siblings?
Yeah. She was more likely to be playing with people, as is Kirsty's thing. So yeah. Siblings, she always wanted to control the games. And
yes, she does.
Ever losing.
That continues, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I see one of my children in particular would love to flip up a Monopoly board when said child is losing.
Of which her mother did a few times.
Yes. Much to my siblings' disgust.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Are there any characteristics that you see in Kirst now as a woman that you can trace back to seeing develop as a young girl?
Oh, that's
I'm asking some curly ones, aren't I? Sorry.
She was always organised in a more business sense, not in a personal, like, she definitely wasn't personally organised.
Mm-hmm.
Always people came first.
Nothing's changed in that, has it?
No, not at all.
She reminds me regularly, Nerida, to think about the people. Like, I'll come up with some plan or some idea. She's like, well, how does that help the people? I'm like, oh, that's a good question.
Yes. She was always people focused. To sometimes the detriment with family, because as I say, there were times where I would have liked to have a nice quiet life, but Kirsty had to have people around.
Do you remember how old
Kirsty take after?
Sorry? Yes.
Which parent does she take after?
She's sort of actually a combination of both, because her father has to have people around,
mm-hmm.
but she's probably got more me in there. That she probably, this sounds terrible, but she probably cares for people more.
That's gold.
I love you, Dad.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. Is Kirst really different to her siblings, or do you find that there's lots of characteristics that all your kids have?
I guess there's lots that all kids have. They're all totally different. If anyone who's a parent probably knows what I mean by that. When they get together, there's always, you can see all their traits, but you can also see how, well, only one of our children is an introvert, and even that you don't notice sometimes, but Kirsty is probably the most extroverted.
Yeah, of anyone we've ever met, do you mean?
So yeah, they all have their strengths and their differences, but then they, in a lot of ways, they're alike. They probably even our introvert loves people.
Well, I think that's a reflection, Nerida, of you and Ron and the family values that you had. I remember your house always being very hospitable. I remember, I don't know which house it was, but it was Greensboro in a court. And you came down the court and you were kind of at 1 o'clock down there. Yeah. And I just remember feeling like we could turn up any time and we could just walk in. Like there wasn't, it was just home for everybody. So, yeah, we always appreciated that growing up. And I think what you're reflecting on is that that's a characteristic that Kirst has carried through both professionally and personally.
Yeah, and I think there's a degree where that's one characteristic that they've probably all got. Kirsty goes out and looks for waifs and strays, but I think they're all pretty well hospitable,
yeah.
And all interested in other people. But yeah, but thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So tell me, you've got 4 of your children living in Melbourne, all relatively close to you, and then you've got one outlier that decided to move to Sydney.
Yeah.
What's it like when Kirst comes down to Melbourne to visit, or if you get to go up? Like, tell me that the dynamic, because I've never lived interstate from my parents. How does that play out for your family?
Well, when she comes down, it's busy because all the other kids are all around. The cousins all love playing with each other, which usually means here, because they can all come over at the same time. So that means there's 27 of us in our family. So
that's incredible. That's
a hectic time. And that will happen if she's here for a week, that will happen 3 or 4 times during that week.
If not every day.
Well, there's usually someone there every day, but it may not be the whole 27.
And Nerida, is your job to cater? Is that, you just spend that time in the kitchen?
Pretty well.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, pretty well.
That's her love language.
Yes, you and my dad just cook for people and it makes everyone happy.
Yeah, that's true. As in, I know John.
Yes. It's so funny doing this week of family interviews because everybody in our families all know each other. And so, Like, it's just been really fun. Like, it's nice that I'm not meeting you on the podcast for the first time. I've known you for 20-odd years and all your children and your extended family. Like, it's nice. It's just one big family of many, many children.
Yes.
Too many people with our families can be.
Many, 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 many.
People.
And that we've known each other for such a long time. Like, you know, we spoke to John yesterday and I've known him since I was 20 probably. And definitely 20. And like, you've known our family for that long as well.
So yeah.
It's really interesting.
and we've also had different connections because I'm good friends with your mum.
Yep.
Phil and Sarah went out together.
Mm-hmm.
Laura and Larissa were good friends.
Yeah.
So there's been different connections, not just the one connection.
Yeah. It's actually really nice. And I think that adds to the depth of Kirsty's and my friendship and relationship and business relationship, because there is that depth of knowledge and understanding. It's not, I know Kirsty separate to everyone else who's in her life. It's like, oh, no, I know her and I know her sisters and her parents and everyone. It's nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nerida, I think we need to dob Kirsty in. I'm hoping this will dob her in. I'm not sure if it will. Do you have anything in your house that is Kirsty's, that she's left with you when she moved to Sydney?
Well.
Anything?
No.
Oh, I was desperately hoping there was like a box of Kinder artwork somewhere that she dumped on you and left.
No, they probably all tried at some stage. But as much as I am not tidy, I do have Kirsty's instincts for getting rid of stuff.
Mm.
So if they've dumped it here, I've generally given it back to them. So once they've got their own homes, it's like, you want it, you take it.
I love that philosophy.
And there was, I did get a box from Dad a couple of years ago that he had discovered, or you had discovered, that was from my teenage years. So, and I took that back.
And I must admit, I was talking to Larissa today and she's like, no, there's a rabbit downstairs. And I'm like, really? I didn't think we kept Kirsty's rabbit, but the rabbit is Genevieve's.
Yes. So you've kept it then, of course.
Yes. I don't even know where it is, but Larissa tells me there's a rabbit around that. And when she described it, I went, well, that's Genevieve's. So can't actually give it to her.
No, and you want to keep that one. That's a special memory.
Yes.
Yeah. So there, Amy, I don't have anything with my parents.
I know. I'm a bit gutted. I thought that would definitely throw you in under the bus.
Oh, but Mum does want to say something. I can tell
she does.
Having said that, that's not necessarily Kirsty's fault that she doesn't have things at our place. That's my choice not to keep all their junk.
That's a very good choice, Nerida. A very good choice.
And I would take it back if there was anything there. I would take it. And Amy, I will dub myself in. When I come down to Melbourne, there is usually something left behind because my children, but not through any fault of my own, it's usually my children's stuff that we haven't been able to find. because for whatever reason.
Yeah. We do that at my parents' too, but it's only a 10-minute drive to pick it up.
Yeah,
so you're off the hook.
Drive.
That's right.
Oh, believe me, of all the people that leave stuff behind at this church, this house, Kirsty probably does the least.
I can imagine.
Yes. We do have stuff over the place that has been left by one child or grandchild. And I usually do try and get rid of it as soon as possible. But
something both Kirsty and I have in our homes now is what we call the lost and found box. And it's a box near kind of the entranceway where if anyone has left anything at our house, we put it in there. And if we're returning anything, so say Dad's baked me a casserole, then the casserole dish is put back in there when it's clean. So maybe you need one of those where all the kids and grandkids can have a quick check when they leave each time. What did I leave last time?
I know they have that.
I did try that.
It requires people to look in there and take it with them instead of adding more.
Now, basically, depending on what mood I'm in, but if I'm in the mood of I don't want this here, I will take a photo, put it on our family messenger and go, whose is this? If it's not claimed, it goes.
I love that. I want to be like you when I grow up, Merida.
That'll be a while yet, I
think. Merida, how would you describe your relationship changing with Kirst as she's, you know, become independent, moved overseas, got married, got kids, moved to Sydney? How has your relationship changed from when, say, she was a teenager or a young adult?
I guess it has changed quite a bit, but at the same time, like your mum, I had five children and not necessarily a husband at home a lot.
Yep.
Which meant that I tended to rely on Kirsty and Jackie a lot more. So I probably was a bit more equal, for want of a better word, with I was with the younger ones. I do remember at 18, she just finished school and she asked me something. I went, Kirsty, you're 18. You don't need my permission or you don't need to know any. I don't have an opinion on this. And she turned around and went, okay, Mum, but I do want your advice.
Oh, Nerida, that's beautiful.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't.
Oh, that's really, isn't that exactly what we want our kids to grow up to have that relationship?
Yeah, I hope so.
I certainly do. I know Kirst does, but she's probably crying right now.
I'm not.
Oh.
Yet.
Kirst, do you have any questions that you want to ask your mum?
So I was going to ask Mum, how would you describe your home from a, you know, decluttered and organised perspective?
Well, it depends on what part of the home. If it's a part that I don't go into and it's your father's area, very cluttered. If it's a part that I am in control of, that depends on my mood. I tend not to like stuff around, but I tend to not necessarily deal with it quickly. So, like, my coffee table in my lounge room has quite a few things sitting on it, which eventually I will go, okay, there, where is their home? So my kitchen benches, most of they're either chockers with dishes because I haven't got around to it, but if I do get around to it, there's nothing on my kitchen benches.
And do you think that's different to when we were all living at home and younger?
I was not in control of five children who every time we did have visitors and I go, you need to clean the house up, and the answer would always be, but they know what we're like. They know they're only coming to see us. Why do we have to clean the house? It was always a mess.
That's exactly what Kirst says now to our listeners and our people in our course. People are coming to your house to see you, not your house.
Oh, yes.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. They used to, I have to say I probably instilled that in them, but at the same time it was so frustrating when you wanted to get them to clean the house and give that back to you.
I don't remember. I remember there being stuff on surfaces, but it not, and, you know, and it might have been a hodgepodge of things on surfaces, but I remember the house not being like really messy and really cluttered. What do you remember about Amy? You came to our house when you were a teenager.
Yeah, I don't have a great memory though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I can't remember a lot. Like, I know we used to come, I only went to your house, I think, in that court that I was talking about. I remember coming upstairs and it being like all the kids' bedrooms and there's just being lots of people. And so I think I was more focusing on the people than anything else, which is exactly what the kids were saying to you, Nerida, that we weren't there to see the house.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so I can't comment because I don't have a good memory of that. I do remember this though. I remember we were allowed to eat on the carpet. We were allowed to eat upstairs sometimes, whereas at my house, even when we had friends over, Mum would make us eat at the dinner table or eat, you know, like even if we were just having donuts, we had to sit down at a table. Mm-hmm. Whereas I do remember that sometimes you'd be a little bit lax and let us be like rebels and eat upstairs.
Amy, you know that that was because I got rid of you. And all of you, not you personally, but it was...
You just sent us up there.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. So you weighed it up and went, you know what, I don't want 30 teenagers in my kitchen. Just go upstairs, I'll clean the carpet afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Wise move.
Yeah. I don't, like, I remember our bedrooms all being messy and but I don't remember there being, like, stuff on all over the floors in the living spaces. Like, you know, in the living room.
I was going to say, did you see your sister's bedroom?
Oh, no, I saw that sister's bedroom too often.
No, it was, I would call our house a lived-in house. You could definitely see that were living there, but it was always room and it was always, like, it wasn't a cluttered house.
It just wasn't it wasn't at the kind of house that Simon would set up.
Oh no.
Neither's my Merida for the record.
Right.
Awesome. Yes. Nerida, is there anything else you wanna share about Kirsty or any questions you wanna ask her while you're on the record?
No, I don't think so.
Now's your opportunity. Did she steal your sequined top in 1992?
Oh, there's been many things that I've taken from my mum, knowingly or unknowingly, and have lost, and I still feel very bad about that.
Like what?
Do you remember when we went down to Toot Groot and stayed down there with the Kinosses?
Yeah.
And I had some rings of yours and we went to a park and I lost them at the park. Do you remember that?
I remember.
Coming back to you now?
I didn't necessarily remember you being the cause of those ring goats.
Yeah, it was me.
Hey.
I'm trying to think of what else it is, what else I've taken.
You can maybe put it on your face.
I used to steal socks all the time and they never made it back into your closet.
Yeah, socks was never a big thing, wasn't it?
No.
No.
That's why they were okay to steal. You still don't ever wear socks, do you, Mum?
Not very, very, no, almost never.
Huh, I didn't know that about you.
Well, but she does love her jewellery, and so losing some jewellery was not my finest moment.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you've redeemed it by bringing Mum on the podcast.
And apologising. Maybe I need to do a public apology.
That's right.
Like, yes. Mum, do you please, Mum, do you please forgive me for losing your precious jewelry?
Maybe just.
Oh, now there's the kind of family reuniting that we're famous for. Merida, it has been such a lovely time having you on our podcast. I have a big smile on my face because it's lovely to see your relationship with Kirst, but I also really love you, so I'm really glad that I got the time to chat to you as well.
Thank you.
Oh, big love fest here today.
Yeah, you know you're always welcome here, Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mum.
Feel the house from underneath you.
Yes, we should tell that story quickly. Is we were looking at buying the house that Ron and Nerida ended up buying, but they bought it. We decided not to put in an offer, but it's theirs, and it is a beautiful home. Every time I pop over, I think, oh gosh, this is a beautiful home with the two houses on the property. But it was meant to be yours, not mine.
True. Yes.
Thank you so much, Mum, for being on. Thank you. We know that you, this is your first time on a podcast, and so thank you. You did amazing.
Thank you.
And yes, thank you for sharing some of what I look like from your perspective growing up.
Oh, I didn't get that far, did I?
So this week you've heard from Simon, you've heard from my dad, you've now heard from Kirsty's mum. So tune in tomorrow to see what other family members we'll be interviewing, finding out about them, and just delving a little bit deeper behind the curtain of our family histories. So thank you for tuning in today. Thank you again, Nerida. Kirst, shall I see you tomorrow?
If you're lucky.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.